Good morning and welcome to BBTV. I'm Luca Bertoli-Mitchell, an investment specialist in M&G's equity team, and today's episode will be an equity market special focusing on the US stock market. Joining me for today's discussion is John Weavers, a North American equity fund manager at M&G. John, welcome and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, John, I think it's fair to say that we've seen something of an interesting sentiment shift as regards the US stock market in the past 18 months or so. In the latter half of 2017, in conversations with clients, it was pretty common to hear views that the US market had become expensive or that the US cycle had run its course. But interestingly, in 2018 so far, US equities have led the global stock market. And with a macro backdrop that's looking increasingly strong relative to other regions, investors now seem to be becoming quite positive on the outlook for US equities. This was confirmed by Bank of America Merrill Lynch's Global Fund Manager Survey in July, when we saw that the global fund management community was, in aggregate, more overweight the US stock market than it had been for over 18 months. So what do you think could derail this positive momentum?
Well, I think the most obvious risk, and certainly one that's front and centre in the media right now, is whether this, what's currently still quite small, tariff war between China and the US really escalates into a full global trade war. Tariffs do meaningfully change the cost of doing business for US corporates. I think you just need to take a look at what the reaction has been to the first round of tariffs imposed by the US on China to see that. Since tariffs were imposed in the start of June, US steel prices are up about 30% year to date. And that really translates through meaningfully into raw material costs for our companies. And you can see that right now in current US reporting season, where companies as varied as Caterpillar to Coca-Cola have been putting through off-season price increases to try and offset the higher costs they're facing themselves. This obviously is going to be something that we have to pay attention to going forward, and it's also something we need to consider with our own holdings. We have big positions in US railroad companies, for example, which do consume a lot of steel.
Okay, that's really interesting. Well, how material do you think the effect of this could be?
I think that's going to depend on how severe this tit-for-tat trade war becomes. Every round of tariffs is going to impose higher and higher costs somewhere in the system, and that's going to be have to take its form of either higher prices or lower profitability. So that's why we're really paying attention, and most people in the market are paying quite close attention to the proposed 200 billion round of tariffs that the US is talking about putting. And we're going to get a decision on that sometime in the next month or so.
So what we've discussed so far has predominantly covered businesses that import from China. What about businesses that export to China?
Yeah, good question. And again, I think here the market's been quite swift in its decision making. Companies that are based in the US with a high degree of Chinese revenue exposure have sold off pretty meaningfully in the last few months. If you think about what the US exports predominantly to China, it's agricultural products, aircraft parts and automobiles. So it's no surprise to see companies that are operating within those industries being the most hit. A good example of this, I think, is Ford, who last week lowered their profit guidance for the year and explicitly cited Chinese weakness as a reason for that.
Okay. And has the selling or the treatment of these businesses in the market kind of been uniform, or are you starting to see opportunities?
Yeah, again, I think that's a really pertinent point. At this point so far, I think most of the selling has been pretty indiscriminate. And we are just about starting to see some interesting potential long-term winners that have been sold off with very little reason, really. I think a great example of this is a company such as Yum China. They own the KFC and Pizza Hut brands in the Chinese market. And this company's got a huge growth opportunity in front of it and a very good management team. But it also doesn't have any direct import or export exposure within its business model. Yet the company's off about 20% year to date and is at its lows as we approach the end of July. So I think looking for companies like this that might not have that direct tariff exposure but may have been caught up in the indirect selling is something we're spending a lot of time doing at the moment. The one sort of wild card in this whole piece really though is what the currency has done. So even a company such as Yum that doesn't have that direct import or export exposure is still going to translate those revenues back into dollars. And with the Chinese yuan currently sitting at multi-year lows relative to the dollar, that's something we really have to consider in our analysis when we look at these opportunities.
Okay, that's been fascinating. Thanks for joining me, John.
Pleasure.
So a few things to look forward to in the coming week. On Wednesday, quite closely related to the subject that we've been discussing today. We have Chinese trade data readings, and then also related to today's topic, on Friday, US inflation data is released, which commentators will no doubt try to link to the tariff discussion. Also on Friday, there are readings of UK and Japanese GDP. That's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you back here next week.